Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Introductory Econometrics, A Modern Approach by Jeffrey Wooldridge, is a widely used textbook in econometrics. Written for undergraduate and early graduate students who need a rigorous but accessible introduction to empirical economic analysis. The book explains how economists use data to estimate relationships, test hypotheses, and deal with the practical problems that arise when interpreting observational data. Its central purpose is to build statistical intuition alongside formal econometric methods, so readers understand not only how a model is estimated, but also why common assumptions matter. Compared with more abstract theory-heavy texts, Wooldridge emphasizes applied reasoning, real-world examples, and careful treatment of model specification, bias, and inference. The MindTap edition is part of the courseware ecosystem often used in classroom settings, but the core identity of the book remains that of a structured, methodical introduction to modern econometrics. It is especially known for balancing mathematical precision with clear exposition, making it a standard reference for students moving from basic statistics into econometric practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book builds econometric reasoning from the simple regression model. A major strength of the book is its step-by-step development from the simplest linear regression model to more advanced empirical tools. Wooldridge treats the basic regression framework not as a mechanical formula, but as the foundation for thinking about causal relationships, prediction, and statistical uncertainty. Readers first learn what an intercept, slope, residual, and fitted value actually represent in applied work, then see why assumptions about the error term and the relationship between variables are essential for valid inference. This progression matters because many students can compute a regression output without understanding what it means. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that interpretation depends on the data generating process, not just the software output. By carefully introducing omitted variables, functional form, and sampling variation, it shows why a simple regression can be informative yet fragile. That balance between intuition and formal derivation is one reason the text is so widely adopted. Secondly, why the treatment of multiple regression is central to applied economic analysis. The book gives special attention to multiple regression because most real economic questions require controlling for several factors at once. Wooldridge explains how adding regressors changes the meaning of a coefficient, especially when one variable stands in for a broader set of influences that might otherwise bias the results. This is one of the book's most important contributions for students, since it clarifies why empirical economics is rarely about isolated relationships. The discussion of omitted variable bias, ceteris paribus interpretation, and model specification helps readers understand why researchers include controls and how those controls alter conclusions. The text also addresses practical issues such as imperfect multicollinearity and how it affects precision rather than identification. By grounding these ideas in regression output and economic examples, the book shows how to read a model as an argument about what has been held constant. That makes multiple regression not just a technical topic, but the core language of empirical economics. Thirdly, its careful explanation of inference, hypothesis testing, and confidence intervals. Wooldridge places substantial emphasis on statistical inference because empirical economics depends on deciding whether estimated effects are meaningful or merely random noise. The book explains the logic of hypothesis testing, p-values, t-tests, and confidence intervals in a way that connects mathematical procedures to substantive interpretation. Rather than treating significance tests as automatic rituals, it shows how they depend on assumptions about the model and the sampling distribution of estimators. This is valuable because many students misread statistical significance as proof of importance, when in fact it only speaks to uncertainty under a specified framework. The text also helps readers distinguish between economic significance and statistical significance, an issue that is central in applied work. By connecting inference to the logic of estimation, the book encourages careful judgment about what can and cannot be concluded from data. That disciplined treatment of uncertainty is one of the reasons it remains more than a computation manual. It trains readers to evaluate empirical claims rather than simply reproduce them. Fourthly, how the book handles endogeneity, instrumental variables, and causality problems. One of the most distinctive parts of the book is its treatment of endogeneity and the methods used to address it. Wooldridge explains that regression estimates can be misleading when explanatory variables are correlated with the error term, whether because of omitted variables, measurement error, or simultaneity. This issue lies at the heart of causal inference in econometrics, and the text presents it as a practical challenge rather than a purely theoretical concern. Instrumental variables analysis is introduced as a solution when a valid external source of variation is available, and the discussion makes clear why instrument relevance and exogeneity are both necessary. The book also links this topic to real economic research questions, showing that causal claims require stronger evidence than simple association, by framing endogeneity as a common problem rather than an exception. Wooldridge prepares readers to think critically about empirical studies. This section is especially useful because it explains both the promise and the limits of causal identification in observational data. Lastly, the book's applied focus on panel data, limited dependent variables, and time series basics, beyond cross-sectional regression. The book introduces several specialized areas that broaden the reader's empirical toolkit. Wooldridge covers panel data methods to show how repeated observations on the same units can help control for unobserved heterogeneity and improve causal interpretation. He also introduces limited dependent variable models, such as binary choice settings, where ordinary least squares is not appropriate, and the modeling strategy must reflect the nature of the outcome. In addition, the text gives readers a foundation in time series concepts, which are crucial when data are observed over time and serial correlation becomes a concern. These chapters matter because they demonstrate that econometric methods must fit the structure of the data, not the other way around. The book does not present these topics as isolated techniques, but as extensions of the same core logic specify the problem. Understand the source of bias or inefficiency, and choose an estimator suited to the evidence. That applied breadth is a major reason the book functions well as a comprehensive introductory text. In conclusion, Introductory Econometrics, a modern approach, is best suited for students, instructors, and self-learners who want a serious introduction to econometrics without losing practical orientation. It is especially valuable for readers who need to understand regression analysis as a method for empirical economic reasoning, not just as a set of formulas to memorize. The book's main benefit is that it connects theory, intuition, and applied interpretation in a way that prepares readers for real research and advanced coursework. Compared with many introductory texts, it stands out for the consistency of its explanations, its careful handling of assumptions, and its strong focus on the problems that make empirical work difficult, such as endogeneity, omitted variables, and model selection. It is also broader than a basic statistics book because it shows how econometric tools are used to answer economic questions under imperfect data conditions. For readers entering economics, business analytics, public policy, or related fields, it offers a reliable framework for reading research critically and conducting their own analysis responsibly. Its lasting reputation comes from that balance of clarity, rigor, and applied relevance. If you would like to support Jeffrey Wooldridge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.